Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, you're not scared of them you are Willard.
Right.
You're going to do my little bit.
That's why I'm leaving it to
Willard said it, I agree.
That's why I am scared of Willard. It's okay to acknowledge things. I'm scared of Willard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, truth sets you free, everybody.
That bothered me. I wanted to poke you.
Willard's not here today, and I'm more at ease.
Wow.
Mark Brandy and Dan Dibley in
there. That is so weak.
No.
What scares you?
Guru and the poodle.
His judgmental mentality.
He's judgmental?
Yeah, and his ability to stick it to you without changing his emotion.
And make you shake in your boots when you grab your bag.
Not necessarily shake. Want to wring his neck. Throw a brick at him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take it out on
that's
old
a Guru and I phrase.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Welcome, guys.
Hey.
How you
Randy?
Doing? How's it going?
What's your problem with Caitlin Clark?
Good? Well, I just think she complains like Draymond. She gets away with a lot.
So she's your favorite player.
I see him working.
Yeah, it's what he does.
D'Angelo Russell.
You say one thing, and then he takes it and twists
dude,
it and weaponizes it.
We said what we're... Dude, you are D'Lo. You didn't hear the part where we said...
Shout out D'Lo and Casey.
Yeah, guys. Yeah.
What's resonated with me today is the idea that if Steve Kerr leaned on Šarić and Looney a little more, they'd be the sixth seed.
Nope.
Is that what Guru said?
Yeah.
Stop.
He just doesn't understand.
Stop.
He just doesn't understand why Looney and Šarić can't get on the floor.
Randy, what did you say, Goo?
I just said this team, they don't have any answers right now, and it's a mess. I'm not happy. I hope they're fighting for the 10th. And are they good enough to look at Šarić and Looney, a three-time champ, and say, you're not good enough to get out there, especially when Šarić on a good – give him 3 minutes to see if he's got – step back, hit the three from the top of the key. See if you got that and come bring your ass right back on the bench. But to say, you know what, Dibs, you're not playing, and it's still the Titanic – that was all.
Šarić,
I didn't say they would be the sixth seed if he played. But, you know, Mr.
Kevon, I'm afraid, is playing in the wrong decade.
Man.
Kevon Looney, if this was 1994, he would be getting probably 7 and 11 each and every night playing 30 minutes.
But you are shocked at what's happened. We don't even know.
What's the difference
from
2 years ago?
I don't know. That's what's crazy about
it. If you look at just the overall game, the game is faster. Mm. Everyone's tempo is up. And the ability to shoot has become much more important. Teams go smaller. Wow. And when you go smaller, you go faster. And Kevon, as he's gotten older, and he's only 28, but his body is 38.
Oh, man.
And the game has passed him by, literally, not figuratively, because he's just not quick enough, he's not agile enough, and he's not mobile enough, and he can't shoot. So you're stuck. If he was 7-1, and we're talking about that Purdue kid.
Yeah, my guy.
Ziti.
Barry Ziti.
Big Ziti. He's 7-4, so he might be able to get away with being slow and stiff. He can shoot better than Kevon, but at 6'9", Kevon is, 6'8", even with a 7-1 wingspan, he can't do enough. He can't finish at the rim. He can't step out and hit a jumper. I'm afraid his time in the association, it's limited. It's short. His career is, he's running out of career. And Šarić, if he had more clay in him, like the IDGAF mentality as a shooter.
Because there was a little of that early.
If you look at his game log, Šarić, early on, he's shooting 9 times from 3, 11. And his last month and a half or 2 months, 0 of 3, 1 of 5, 0 of 2, 0 of 1, stop passing me the ball.
Wow.
0 of 3. He stopped shooting because he lost confidence. So you can't play either one of those guys.
Mm. And if you were to go back to them and try it again, like I get where you're coming from, but what's the point at this point? Right.
I guess my point would be what we're doing now ain't working.
Guys, what they were doing then wasn't working. Line. And now you're at a point where do they even, like, I don't know.
Hey, Grandy, I said what I said.
Well, I get your point. I get this isn't working, so maybe try something else. Boy. But, I mean, it seems relatively clear that, I mean, as Dib said yesterday a number of times, maybe he was joking, maybe it was truthful. They're not chasing wins. They're not trying their hardest.
Right. Now, that hurts me. Let's just start there. Steiny said it. Like, not making it and making it the 10th, not a big deal to them. I
got
to believe, I'm in fairy tale land, the 10th. I mean, this would be a collapse if they get ran down by Houston and not participate in the play.
Is it that big of a difference if they lose to L.A. in the 9-10 play-in game?
But I'd rather get there and let that happen as opposed to having the 10th, and then you were so bad down the stretch, you lost the 11th, you didn't make
it. It's interesting you saying that because I think you speak for fans that I would love to see them in the 10 and at least have a fighting chance, but do they want that? And I think Steiny said it earlier, and I think what you said was close to what I think as far as, you know, if you're the veteran guys, would you rather just maybe take the last couple of weeks a little bit lighter and not have to go to the play-in and maybe be a tad bit fresher and not injured heading into next year and see what you got?
I mean, you could make a case that they should load manage Curry because he's playing in the Olympics this year.
Do it for America.
Oh, that was the
I
love
for America.
The country, but my goodness. Is that the right thing
Steve
to do?
Steve Kerr's the head coach, Team USA.
And they got their hands full.
Oh, he's going to ride him in the Olympics.
They are in the same,
I'm not laughing.
They're in the same group as the Joker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, America's in a little trouble now in Olympic basketball. America.
You know, I mean, I know it's kind of a throwaway line, and because I heard Sam Gordon mentioned it. He writes for the Chronicle, and
good
Guru
guess.
Said it.
We had him on.
He is good. Guru said this, like, boy, nobody could have seen this. What are you talking about? Like, what could
he had Lakeup and Ritter here on the eve of opening?
That
tip.
Is irrelevant.
And, yeah,
to
not
what
to me, you, it's not. Not to me, it's not.
So you don't care about the actual players and how old they are and what they, it's just what Joe Lacob says.
It's where Steph Curry is still at to me. We disagree.
They won 44 games last year. Right. They're going to win 43 this year. Like, when do we say it's who they are?
No.
That's all my only question.
I'm just telling you, Jordan Poole was a part of this team last year. You didn't punish Draymond Green because you thought you had
that's
enough.
Past.
And now you miss him. It's not past because you're paying the price for it
okay,
now.
Well then
so this team is not last year's team, and you were filling yourself, and you thought you could just throw him away and not miss his production, and it's apparent to Helen Keller, Ray Charles, and who else can I throw in there you miss him. You miss a guy that can go in there.
Thank
you. Okay, I'll be a jerk. Do you miss him? You haven't won any more games without him. Well, what do you want?
He hasn't made you forget him. He hasn't gone out.
I'm just
saying. Regret it.
This has been the same team now coming up for 2 straight years in the regular season. They're 5 or 6 games over 500. That's what they've been for 2 years. Like, it would almost be like, let's say they don't do a lot this offseason, and maybe they move Wiggins for a role player, and Steph's back, and they sign Clay to another.
That's a possibility.
Well, then don't expect them to win 50-plus games. That's all I'm saying. Like, they won 44 games last year. Did they make any improvements? Did they get discernibly better?
I thought Chris Paul was. I like how he's playing. Remember, I was against it, but all in all, I'm asking you, Chris Paul been in the
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's been neutral. I think their problem. They don't have it.
Well, he's been positive, but he missed, what, 24 games with a broken hand? So you needed him to play more, and Draymond missed, you know, two dozen or so. Klay's been up and down. Steph's been rock solid. He's played in almost every game, but like Steiny said earlier, it's at a point now where going into next year when he's going to be 37, can you expect him to be better next year than he was this year?
No, I get
even
that.
If he's right. The same next year okay. as he was this year. And that, I think, is a little bit optimistic to think that a guy going from 36 to 37
he needs some help
is going to still be
more
at that
now
same
than
level.
He ever has.
And where's the help coming from? Because it's not coming internally.
And let me tell you where it's not coming from real quick, Grandy. What hurts me, I'm living in the past, I can admit it, their defense hurts me.
It's bad.
And when Kerr in Minnesota in the hotel room has to show like it's high school, what is that? I understand part of it's age, but every player is not old.
Right.
What are you running to where nobody has any grasp of the concept when it comes to switching? What are we doing? That's the part that hurt.
Some of it is also just effort and intensity. There was a moment at the end of that Pacers game. It was a 7-point game. The Warriors were fighting back in the fourth quarter. It was like maybe 3 minutes left. Klay drives into the lane, takes a little mid-range jumper. It either gets knocked away or it slips out of his hands. It bounces off the backboard. Klay, for a second or two, is complaining to the ref about not getting the call, not getting back on defense. Meanwhile, Andrew Nembhard, second-year guard, is sprinting past Steph Curry, who's kind of half-heartedly jogging
That's
back
who
on
Kerr
defense.
Was talking about when he said it.
And Steph Curry talked about it on Sunday night after the loss in Minnesota as well. Nembhard just sprints right past him, fast break layup, leads back to 9. You call a timeout, game over essentially. Like it's what you're talking about, defensive principles and overhelping. You see Pajemski overhelp into the paint time and time and time again, but it's also just sometimes effort on plays like that when you're not getting back on defense.
Wow. And when you are no longer equipped with the best perimeter defender, on-ball defender in Klay Thompson, and your DPOY, Draymond Green, you no longer have those two as your 1-2 defensive punch. So now when you have these situations with young players making young player mistakes, and you're all in your 30s, and you're not maybe exerting the mental focus, acuity, and attitude and effort, you're not going to be a good defensive team. And if you add in a dollop of no rim protection, I don't know how you can expect this team to be any better defensively.
What if Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, who know the landscape, are looking at this team and saying, and I believe this is the case, it's unrealistic to think we are going to get Steph Curry enough help in this short amount of time to get us back into a top six team in the NBA. Do people out there believe it's possible to get enough help around Steph Curry in one off season that you're going to go from the 19th best team in the league, which you are right now record-wise, to a top 6 or 8? with Steph getting older at 36, assuming Draymond will still be here. I don't know about Clay, one way or the other. That's a fool's errand.
It would take a miracle. It would take something on the order of LeBron opting out and coming here for the mid-level for 1 year just to try to chase a chip with Steph, and then you turn Chris Paul and Clay into something significant, whether it's Paul George or you go out and trade for somebody else who can be impactful. Yesterday I was throwing out the idea of sending Wiggins to Washington and getting Kuzma. You know, Washington's not trading Kuzma, okay, but you would need to get a LeBron-type situation where he takes the vet men or the mid-level and swing a trade to ship a couple picks, get rid of your bad contracts, and bring in another guy who could be a legitimate number three, an all-star type player. But that is, the odds of that happening are worse than 1 in 100.
But what Steiny said, nothing is wrong. I agree, but Steiny, they're going to try to do that.
Right, what happens when they don't?
Then, it's more likely that they don't.
Right.
Then well, they have to try. You don't know if it's going to work out. What other choice do they have?
Well, Draymond might not get, because I think this is on the bingo card. Draymond might not get suspended 25 games. And maybe we would be.
Even with that, they're not. I mean.
I hear you, Grandy, but what else can you do?
I could see him being the sixth seed next year.
Okay. But not really a threat to win it all.
I mean, the days of them being a top three seed in the conference, those are long gone. But I could see them being a six, and you never know what could happen. I mean, they won a series as the six last year.
Right. But the one benefit they had in their championship year from 2 years ago was they were able to kind of chill in March and April. Steph was hurt.
Correct.
You were able to rest up your older bodies and be ready for a playoff run. And now, the way this year's going, 12 games left to go, and you're in grind mode. And you're already trying to minutes manage Steph, because he's playing so much.
All of a sudden.
Well, he's played 66 of the 72, or 64 of the 70, I think is the number, Steiny. He's only missed six games.
He hasn't missed many.
He's played more than 2,000 minutes. The only older guy than him who's played more minutes is LeBron James. So you're asking a guy who's 43rd in the league, I'm sorry, in the association, in total minutes. He's going to be tired. So if you really want to make a push for the 10 and make noise, you got to have him at least a little bit fresh.
Well, why did these minutes management start now?
Grandy.
Because
this is Sunday was the 10th time all year he played less than 30 minutes in a single game. And all the other instances, they were either blowout wins, blowout losses, he got hurt, or he and the starters were playing so bad that Steve said, all right, we're going to ride with the bench unit. This is the only time we're in a close game, in a game where you needed him, he played less than 30. So why did it start on Sunday? Why did it start on Sunday when they needed that win?
Grandy didn't listen to our show either.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. The reason this is happening is because, just listen to these games. Wednesday, Bucks. Thursday, Bulls. Saturday, game. Monday, game. Wednesday, game. And then here it goes. Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow.
They have six games in 11 days. They're in a 9-game in 16-day stretch. Like, to me, that's why it's happening. They're playing they had a back-to-back. They played virtually every other day, and now they have another back-to-back. And I think it's Steve Kerr saying he can't make it. We can't win like this.
Or is it the team just saying, we didn't care a ton about the game on Sunday.
I hope that's not it, Grandy.
I think it's Rick Celebrini looking at the minutes, and like Steiny's saying, they look at all the metrics, and you realize that Steph, in the game against Indiana, when he got run by
Nembhard.
He played
the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, that he
right,
did.
So Nembhard
runs by him. Now you overcorrect, and you only play him seven minutes
in the fourth. You realize that he wasn't very good against Indiana, because wait for it. He was probably tired. He played 12 minutes in the fourth. Nemi ran right by him for an easy layup, and it was night-night because Steph is gassed. So you refresh him a little bit in the game against Minnesota. You have a 30-minute cap, and he plays the 30. And you hope that when he's off the floor that your team doesn't completely fall apart. But they do, because you're not that good.
It just seems incredibly idealistic that you can survive without Steph playing 32 minutes.
And I'm going to say this, Grandy, because I'm feeling it. I told Steiny and Evan this, and I mean this. No one player is bigger than the team.
Klay Thompson has got his stuff together, and I know he's coming off the bench shooting 45% from three. I love everything that Pods has done, but if you guys are going to hit me with the minute restriction and Steph is doing everything, Michael J. Fox on Teen Wolf, why not bring Klay back after he's went and got some confidence so the spacing is better for everybody that starts the game and Pods can come off the bench? But they're sagging off of Pods, too, along with Draymond.
Well, because Pods has hit the rookie wall.
Okay, but is that off the table to where, hey, Klay, let's just see. We'll start you.
All we know is Steve Kerr thought he stunk as a starter the first half of the year.
And his numbers as a reserve are way better than as a starter. In the 14 games he's come off the bench, everything is up. Percentages, points.
Now, okay, but the team is hurting in certain areas. Can we just take you off fries and put you on the sodas? Hey, Klay, you did a great job off the bench, but we need you and run Curry at the point. Klay,
he's bad at sodas. He puts in too much ice, and that he doesn't put the lid on straight. The straw goes in the wrong hole. And on fries, he's killing it. Perfectly salted, nice and hot and crispy. Leave them on fries, Goo.
I mean, I know you're going to call me crazy. Curry comes back against the Lakers.
Right.
He's terrific.
Okay. Well, after Davis went out, he just
2 days later, they play the Knicks. He's terrible.
Gotcha.
2 days later, they play the Grizzlies. Pretty good. Oh, then they play the Pacers 2 days later. He's not very good in the fourth quarter. Then against Minnesota, he's pretty good the whole game. He's pretty good. Okay, now they play Miami-Orlando, back-to-back. I'm not saying he can't play two great games in a row, but there's been a little pattern here of playing Steph 33, 34 minutes day after day after day. They're trying to change something because they know they can't continue to ask him to do what he's doing.
I just don't know what the other choice is if you're trying to still win these basketball games and get the 10. And if you're not trying to get the 10 and you're okay with missing the play-in entirely, then okay, I get it.
I think they are.
Okay.
I think the implication
Acapulco, wherever you're going for your vacation.
More Steph does not necessarily mean better Steph. Well, if you look at the 10 games in which he's played 36 or more minutes, the team is 1-9. The team is 1-9 when he plays 36 or more minutes, including a game against Atlanta where he scored 60
points. But what
about
Sunday?
They lost the basketball game.
And Steiny was like, Guru, just a minute. That game would have changed. They were down 8 when he got reinserted in the game, and they tied it.
Why don't you assume he was going to finish strong in a game that he plays 9 minutes?
Because he's my best player.
Okay, well, he was 1-7 the night before when he played him in the fourth quarter.
We're talking about Sunday.
Right,
and that's what that game was right there.
You played him 12 minutes against the Pacers. Right. He stunk in the fourth quarter.
Play him 9 instead of 12 instead of 7.
That's fine. They got the game tied with him. 2 minutes. I mean,
maybe you're up 3 if he came back a minute sooner.
Then you lose by 1.
And a half.
Or maybe he comes in and by the end of the game he's so dog tired that he can't hit the 3 because you played him more minutes than you thought that you should have played.
I'll leave it like this because Grandy is speaking my language. It is, if they are doing that, it is shocking that they decided at game umpteen we're going to do it. That, like, do this 40 games in or 45 or 50.
Okay.
But now you're 12 games left.
It wasn't an issue there because you didn't have 9 games in 16
days. This is what we're going to do it?
You guys,
that is shocking.
You guys look at Houston being on their tail like it's some kind of motivation for them. The reality of the situation is Houston being on their tail means the writing's on the wall.
That hurts if this
Steph
is
Steph Curry
right.
Played great basketball right around the All-Star break. They started to win. They went 14-4 with him. All right? He's worn down. He's wearing down right now because they've asked him to do too much. They realize they can continue to wear him down. It's no guarantee they're going to the 10th seed. They don't care about the 10th seed. They'd like to win 8 of their last 12, I think, coming home. That's the way they look at it. But they're not looking at it, come hell or high water, we got to get the 10. Because they know they're not going anywhere from the 10.
I mean, I'm bleeding, sports bleeding, but Dibs,
We've seen some of the great runs, the Giants in 10 from the wild card spot, the New York Giants when they won from the wild card. If they're thinking like Steiny, which I don't believe they are, then I got this whole concept of sports wrong. The championship is highly unlikely, but if they could get to the play-in to get to the playoffs, who knows what could pop off. It's a long shot, but to just sit here and say, we're so big and bad, we don't care about the opportunity. That just, and if he's right,
they're not going to corrupt their beliefs in order to chase the 10. And their beliefs are, we look at what Steph has done, and Celebrini and Steve sit down, and Rick says, you know what, Steve? Based on what I've seen from all the metrics of how much he's running and all the rest of it, I think 30 minutes is where we have him for tonight's game. We got 9 games in 16 days. So you guys want to just put him out there and run him in the ground. And then in a week when they have another back-to-back and they've got 4 and 6 nights and all of a sudden he's exhausted again, everyone's going to be crying then about, why Steph Curry not playing well? It's because you ran him into the ground.
And this is one of those things that, you know, when we say, oh, the Warriors are light years ahead on the medical front and they go to advanced analytics. Well, to me, the advanced analytics must be saying, you keep playing Steph 34, 35 minutes a game, we run the risk of getting him hurt.
Well, we'll find out
clearly.
Because if he plays his jersey number of minutes again and it's 30, then these guys are right, man.
If he goes 36 minutes tonight, then don't be shocked if tomorrow it's a DNP.
I would understand that. That's why that game was so big. Had you won, he could sit tonight, maybe. But
big,
you had one in your pocket.
They play today, tomorrow, and Friday.
It was just trying, another.
They're all the same, dude.
I feel you.
A championship run out of the plan, it's not going to happen. But I will say, it's extremely valuable to get to a playoff series.
For the
allow Kuminga, allow Pajemski, allow Trace to get some experience. But, I mean, if you're so holding on to hope that a championship or a run is coming, I don't know about that, Guru.
That's coming next year. Next year, they're going to make the run when they get Doncic and LeBron in here.
Ah, yeah.
All right. You guys got good stuff coming up. We're really looking forward to it. And, you know, we're looking forward to it on 95.7, the game.
There you go.
Pro.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.